In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. When you gather with your family and or friends tomorrow to celebrate Thanksgiving, I don't think you're going to struggle to figure out things that you're thankful for. I don't think you're going to raise your arms in the air, shrug your shoulders, and say, you know what? I just don't have anything to be thankful for. The list of what you're thankful for is probably quite long. From food and clothing and shelter, to parents and children and spouses and friends, for forgiveness, faith, and an eternal dwelling place in heaven, we all certainly have a lot to be thankful for. In fact, if you were to spend 2 hours trying to come up with all the blessings God has given to you, you still would not be able to recount all the blessings from your God. It shows how good and how generous and how gracious He really is. But this evening, as we gather here to thank our God, I want to focus on one specific blessing from your Creator God. A blessing that your Creator gave to you when He knit you together in your mother's womb. A blessing that we may not always thank our God for. And that blessing is the gift of creativity. For what is creativity? Creativity is basically your talents and abilities. Only we're not talking about the physical talents and abilities, like the ability to throw a football a long way, the ability to sing and hit all the right notes, or the ability to public speak. Instead, when we're talking about creativity, we're really talking about the ability and talent of your mind. You see, creativity is your mind using its imagination to come up with new and original thoughts and ideas which allow you to use your physical talents for the glory of God. And there's no doubt that this creativity is a gift given to you by your Creator God. In fact, the very word creativity implies that. Creativity implies that there has to be a creator. And when it comes to our creativity, to those original thoughts and ideas that we have, we know that we are not the ultimate creator. For while it's true that our mind comes up with these original thoughts and ideas, let's not forget who created us with the mind. It was our Creator God. And let's not forget who is at work through our mind so that we don't waste this gift but use it to His glory. That, of course, is our Creator God as well. For you see, without our Creator God, not only would we not have a mind to be able to formulate these thoughts and opinions, but on top of that, without our Creator God, we would just waste this wonderful gift of a mind that your Creator gave to you. That's why it's good and right for us here this evening to thank our God for creativity. To thank our God for the creativity He gave to us. To thank our God for the creativity He gave to others. For ultimately, God is at work through all of this to bring blessings into our lives. And as an example, we can talk a little bit about the new hymnal. For you see those blue hymnals sitting in the pews for the last couple of weeks. We're going to continue to use it more and more and more, and maybe by Christmas time use it in full altogether. And putting together a new hymnal involves a lot of creativity, does it not? It involves the Creator working through His creation, specifically the gifts He gave to His creation. It's the only way that a new hymnal can be produced. For just think about it. Producing a new hymnal involves the creativity of all the authors of the hymns. Whether they lived 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, or are still living today, they had to use their creativity, that gift from their Creator God, in order to compose the words to the hymns. For can you compose words to a hymn? Words that beautifully proclaim the gospel message about Jesus. Words that fit a particular rhyme. Words that fit a particular rhythm. I can't do that. I don't have the gifts. Maybe you do, but I certainly don't. In addition, putting together a new hymnal involves a creativity of translators. For many of the hymns that we know and love to sing, such as our opening hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, were not originally written in the English language. They were written in German or Latin or maybe even Greek. And it takes the ability of translators to be able to come up with words, words that still stay true to the original words, words that follow that rhyme and rhythm, words that you can understand. Once again, that's not something all of us can do, right? In addition, putting together a new hymnal involves the creativity of musicians. They have to come up with music, music that is singable, music that accompanists can play, music that fits to people's ears, which is a very difficult task since all of us have a different opinion on what makes music good. You see how difficult that is. And finally, putting together a new hymnal involves the creativity of those who actually put the hymnal together. Do you know for this new hymnal, they looked at over 2,000 different hymns, cutting those in half to about 600, which are included in the hymnal. That involves a lot of time and effort and creativity, right? And that's not even mentioning all the other projects, all the other resources that are available along with this new hymnal that also caused a lot of time and energy and creativity from a lot of different people serving on a lot of different committees. Yes, putting together a new hymnal most definitely involved a lot of creativity. In fact, putting together any major project, it can be anything from a house renovation to a new direction at work to a new medicine that's able to cure to a new family plan. Any major project that we have involves a lot of creativity, creativity that ultimately was given to all of us by our Creator. And yet, when these major projects are concluded, whatever it may be, it can be a new hymnal or it can be anything else that we have mentioned, when these new projects are concluded, oftentimes our very first reaction is not to thank our Creator God for using the gift of creativity that He has given to all of us to complete this project. Instead, oftentimes, our first reaction is to complain. Complain to God because we don't think this project is absolutely perfect. And I think there are two reasons that we often complain. First off, we often complain because we are jealous of the gifts and abilities that He has given to other people. We know that He has given different gifts and abilities to others, and we're jealous of what He has given to them. Instead of being thankful to God for the specific gifts He gave to us, instead of being thankful to God that He gave us the exact right gifts that we can use in whatever vocation that we serve in, all too often we get jealous of what He has given to other people because we think what He has given to them is better than what He has given to us. And so we complain about what they did in the hopes that if we complain enough about them, it makes us feel better about what we do. That's one reason we often complain. And the second is very closely associated to it. We often complain at the completion of a major project, whatever it is, because the people who are in charge have different creative gifts than we have. And they made different decisions with those creative gifts than we would have made. And so we complain because we would have made different decisions and we can't say our decision is wrong. And so we're going to complain about the decision that they make. Do you see how easy it is to not be thankful for this wonderful gift of creativity? Do you see how much we are sinners? Because my dear Christian friends, I didn't talk all about the new hymnal in order to be a cheerleader for it and say, you better step in line and better like it or else. No, that's not my purpose at all. But I use that example to show how often we don't thank our God for the blessings He gives to us. The blessings He gives to us through the creativity which He has given to each and every one of us. blessings that he has given to us through the creativity that he has given to others. And that's why it's very good for us to be reminded of what Paul says in our text from Colossians. They're very familiar words. Paul wrote, "And in everything you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Notice that Paul doesn't just say give thanks to God sometimes, or give thanks to God when you like the idea, but he says in everything. Whether it was your idea or not, whether it came from your creative juices or the creative juices of someone else, in everything, we are to give thanks to God, knowing that God is at work through everything in order to bring blessings to us. And how is that even possible? How can we possibly, as sinners, give thanks to God for everything? Well, the answer is actually quite simple. It's by remembering who you are. You see, you are so different than so many people in this world. And it's not just because you are a creature of your Creator who created you in a very specific way, unique from anyone else in the world. That's true. But all of you are very different than many people for a different reason. For all of you are redeemed child of God. You have been bought with the blood of Christ. You have been pulled out of the control of sin, death, and Satan. You have been forgiven of all of your sins, brought into God's family, and there is a spot in heaven prepared just for you. That's who you are, a redeemed child of God and an heir of eternal life. And if we're able to keep that in mind, that we are a redeemed child of God and an heir of eternal life, well then there's no reason to be jealous of the creative gifts that God gave to other people. And there's no reason for us to be judgmental of the ways that others use their creative gifts. For nothing that happens is going to change the fact that we are a redeemed child of God and that we will dwell in heaven one day. And so no matter what the major project was, the hymnal, a new medicine at work, whatever it can be, no matter what the major project was, we can be thankful to God for it. Thankful that he used our creative gifts to contribute to it. Thankful that he used the creative gifts of others to contribute to it. Because through this major project, we know that our God is going to bless us. Yes, in everything, as redeemed children of God, we can be very thankful, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude on our heart, as the Apostle Paul says. For we can be certain of this. We can be certain that our Creator God will continue to work through this gift of creativity which he has given to us. Our Creator God will continue to work through the gift of creativity which he has given to others. He will work through us and many others all in the world, all to fulfill this wonderful promise which he has made to you and to me. The promise to bless us abundantly, to provide for us, to protect us, and to keep us faithful. Until he calls us to our true home, our place in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue by singing Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, hymn 169.